We are learning Masechtas Ksubis Daf Samach Dalet Amad Beis, and we are starting the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet Amad Beis. Hamashres Ishto Yadei Shlish. If in a case where you are giving your wife Mezoinis Yadei Shlish, it could be an example where the husband is learning in Yeshiva the entire week and he's not home, and he's supporting his wife Yadei Apotropos Yadei, someone, an agent who gives money to the wife. Lo Yifris Lo Mishnei Kavan Chitim Oy Ba'arba Kavan Sarim. Shouldn't give less per week than two kav and chitim, because that's enough sudas for the week for bread. Or yabba kav and sayrim. Or if it's sayrim, you have to give double amount, because out of that amount of kav and sayrim, you can't make you make as much bread as two kav chitim. Since it's coarse, type of tvua, so therefore only makes as much suda, as much bread as two kav and chitim. Amar Rabbi Yosi, loy pasak lo Sa'irim, Ela Rabbi Shmuel, Shesamach La'adam. This share for Sa'irim that's double amount of chitim is only Rabbi Shmuel, which was Samach La'adam. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. It means in Edom the Sa'irim were not good, did not yield a lot of flour, and therefore it was worse, it had to be double amount. Now, besides for the bread, you have to give her, V'nosimlo Chatzi Kav Kitnias, you give him a half a kav of kitnias, as beans, V'chatzi Lug Shemen, a half a lug of Shemen, which is two reviews of Shemen, of oil, the Kav Gregris, Oymon Advela. Then besides for the kitnias shemen and the bread, you give her either or. You give her either kav gregris, either a kav of dried figs, or a mono dvela, or a mono dvela. Dvela is also this type of ta'inim, type of figs that are drusais, that are smashed into a circle. That's dvela. You cut it with a knife. From ein loy, if you don't have either gregris or dvela, poisik lumasa peris, makamach, give him other peris. Eat fruits also. Now, that's all the food. Now, for the panasah, v'noisinlo mita, you give her a bed, mapas machzelas, a soft mat and a hard mat, we'll see why, on daf samachay, v'noisinlo kipa l'roish, you give her something to cover her head, v'chagra l'masneha, and a belt for her waist, u'minolim m'moyed l'moyed, and every single moyed, you give her a new pair of shoes, v'kelim shachamishim zuz b'shana l'shana, and once a year, you give her kelim, clothing, 50 zuz, v'ein noisim loya, you don't give her brand new clothing in the summer. Don't give her worn out clothing in the Kesham. You give her a kalim of 50 zuz in the Kesham. So you use the new ones in the Kesham, because the new kalim are much thicker, keep you warm. And you use those same clothing in the summer when they're worn out, because then it's cooler in the summer. She keeps the belay sa. Next day she gets a new pair of clothing. She keeps the old ones. And we'll see what you use it for on Daf Samachem Beis. Noson law ma kesef l'tzarcha. You also give her a ma kesef for her allowance, for her expenses for the week. Vayichelas imay melel Shabbos al Shabbos. And pasuk shana means you come home to eat Friday night to Friday night. Als mitzvah oyna. It's good to eat the suda with her once a week on Friday night. Vim ein noisin lo ma kesef tarcha. If you're not giving her that extra ma kesef for allowance, ma'isi yadeh shelo. The ma'isi yadeh belong to her, which Rashi explains, we learned the Gemara before, means moiser ma'isi yadeh. The ma'isi yadeh is connected to mezoinis. Her wages go connected to mezoinis, but the extra mezoinis, the extra ma'isi yadeh, goes connected to ma'a kesef. So what's the minimum amount she has to make? Then that's the ma'isi yadeh that goes to him. It's not called a ma'isar. Ma'i oisa, loy, mishka chomish shlom shasi bihuda, a weight of 5 shlom of shasi bihuda, shen es shlom v'gal, which is es shlom v'gal, because the weight in Yehuda was double the weight of gal, therefore it's the same amount of weight, but it's called 5 shlom in Yehuda, it's called es shlom v'gal. That's how much shasi you have to weave in order, and you sell that money you bring in. By Mishka Es Islam Erev Yehuda, Shir Es Islam Egal. Erev is easier to do, so it has to be more weight, more of threads, a bigger weight than that. And that's the Erev Yehuda, which is 10 Islam, which is 20 Islam Egal. Mhoisim Enek Menika, if she's nursing a child, Paych Islam Maisidah. Then she doesn't have to make as much as she does. She's doing a job already, she's nursing a child. And you give her more Mizainis. Medvar Murim, what's this shear that we're saying two kabin and this chatzikav and this much shemen? That's all. But only Shav Yisrael. Only Shav Yisrael. This is the minimum you gotta give. Av mechubed I call if he kvarter. But if he's a rich person, as much as that person eats, you know, the chashav person like that, that's how much he has to feed his wife Adei Shlish. Now we said this whole mishnah is Adei Shlish. We're doing Adei agent, and he's not there. What happens if he's there? So there, the Shulchan Aruch says, but if he's there, she gets whatever he gets. And here, it's possible to give him less. If he's eating just a piece of crust of bread, that's all he has to feed his wife. When he's with his wife, it's all he has to do. So now, our Gemara is going to deal with, till the next two dots, we're going to deal with the shear of sudas for the week. It's mashma over here, two kavan chitim is enough to supply for the sudas of a week. Now, usually you assume, how many sudas are a week? 14 or maybe 15 if there's shal sudas on Shabbos. So there's 14 or 15 sudas per week. So we have to figure out how to put that into two kavan. So the Gemara is going to bring down a famous mishnah that we had in Erevin. Money masdisim. Loy Rabbi Yechem Rebreik of Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rabbi Yechem Rebreik or Rabbi Shimon. And it's not either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. We'll see in a second. It's not. We looked at a mishnah in Masechet Erevin. V'kama shi'urai mazon shtei sudas. Halacha is to make an Erev Tchum, you need to have mazon of two sudas. So kama shi'urai mazon shtei sudas chalachot v'achot. How much is the shear of two sudas for every person? Maybe it's the Erev Chaseris. But like upon him, how much is the share of Erev Chaseris or Erev Tchum? What's called two sudas chalach v'achot? Mezoyin ha'lechav le'el Shabbos, Rameya. Rameya says that we shots of every person, how much he eats per suda, and we check out his suda in the weekday, not a Shabbos suda. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, we check out a person's suda, but le'Shabbos le'lechav, we check out a Shabbos suda, how much bread he eats. V'zev v'zev v'skav le'hokel, we're trying to be mekel. Rameya says that we eat more bread on Shabbos. So if we go to the weekday suda, Rabbi Yehuda says you eat more bread in the weekday, not on Shabbos. Shabbos, you have so much other food, the chalent and liver and everything else, you eat less bread, so you look at Shabbos. Either way, I'm the Mekel. But both of them do not say exact shear, what's called Mother's Day Sudas. Rabbi Yechem Ebreik Oimer, a shear cuts. He tells you exactly what's a shear of two Sudas. You know what a shear of two Sudas is? Kikar halakuach bepunyin ma'arba so'en l'sela. That means, the first thing you have to know is that a sela is 48 punyin. Why is a sela 48 punyin? Because a sela is 4 dinrim. Every dinner is 6 kesef. So how many mal kesef is in a sela? 24. And every mal is 2 punyin. So there's 48 punyin in a sela. Now if it's 4 saw per sela, so it comes out, there's 4 saw sela, so each saw is 12 punyin, it comes out. Each saw is 12 punyin. Now, if you're selling the kikar, I think that's right, the shear, barbasaw masala, right? So each is 48, so divided by 12. And a kikar la koyach punyin means there could be 12, so it means kikar punyin means a kikar per punyin. So that's how much it is. You have a question? Kikar al kach pudin ma'arba saw masala. I want to show how what's the shear of this? How many saw? Like this, in a 4 saw per sela, right? 4 saw per sela. Now, if you want to break it down, you can break it down like this. If you have 4 saw per sela like this, we'll break it down like this. Saw is 6 kavan, okay? Saw is 6 kavan. So if it's saw is 6 kavan, so if it's 4 saw in a sela, there's 24 kavan in a sela. That's very clear. 24 kavan in a sela. So a sela buys 24 kavan. So there's 48 half kavan in a sela. And we said a sela is 48 punyin, right? And it's 48 half kavim. So how much is a kikar divided by pudyin? A half a kav. Very simple. A half a kav per pudyin. So a kikar lekech pudyin is a half a kav. Okay? Half a kav. Got that? Kikar lekech pudyin by abasol masala. So a half a kav is a kikar, which is 2 sudas. A half a kav is 2 sudas. It's not so complicated. A half a kav is 2 sudas. So in 1 kav is 4 sudas, for example. 1 kav is 4 sudas. Okay? 1 kav is 4 sudas. So come to Rabbi Yechem Rebreik, remember that in your head? 1 kav is 4 sudas. Rav Shimon Amar, and 1 kikar, which is a kikar of punyin, which is a half a kav, that is 2 sudas. So we're looking at what 2 sudas are in the Mishnah in Erevin. Rav Shimon Amar, shtei yodois the kikar, mishalosh kikar sakav. He says, you have 3 kikars, in a case of 3 kikars a kav. Remember, the fear of Yechem Rebreik was really 2 kikars per kav. Here it's 3 kikars a kav. 2/3 of that kikar is 2 sudas, which means 2/3 of, means every kav has 9 sudas. Every kav has 9 sudas, according to Rav Shimon. According to Yechem Rebreik, every kav has 4 sudas. According to Rav Shimon, every kav has 9 sudas. Now, chetzia lebeis hamanuga, half a kav is a beis hamanuga, which that means chatzah shel kikar is a beis hamanuga. No, chatzah kikar means a kikar, not 2/3. A half of a kikar is lebeis hamanuga, which means the half a kikar is again. Remember, there's 3 kikars per kav. 3 kikars per kav. Yes, a half of that, a half of a kikar is beis hamanuga. Half a kikar is beis hamenuga. What's beis hamenuga mean? That if someone goes into a house that has a nega, if he waits in there as enough time, kedei achilas pras, which means enough to eat a certain amount, it becomes tamei. What's the shear? So even though we just said there's three sudas in a kikar, but there's only really two sudas beinis in a kikar, and when it comes to beis hamenuga, more machmir, and therefore half a kikar is a suda regarding menuga. The guy menuga, half a kikar is a suda. Chatzi la beis menuga, v'chatzi chatzi la lifsos gviya, and half of that, which means one quarter of a kikar, is a shear to make a guf pasul. Then there are banon that if someone eats tamei diga food, he can't eat truma. So if he eats one quarter of a kikar, which is two beitzim, then the halach is one quarter of a kikar. So man, one quarter of a kikar comes out. It's every kikar is three and a kav, so it comes out. 3 times 4 is 1/12 of a kav. 1/12 of a kav, then the halach is that he becomes tamei. And every kav is 24 bayim. So that's 2 bayim. And chatzi, 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 which is 1 bayah, the chatzi, 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 the kavah tumas oichlim. 1 bay is enough to make kavah tumas oichlim, which means it can become tamei and make other things tamei. So upon him, that's the end of that braisa. But the gaya to us is that according to Rabbi Yechon and Breika, every kikar is two sudas, and a kechum pudin is a half a kav. Turns out a kav has four sudas. According to Rav Shimon, two sudas is 2/3 of a kikar, which are three kikars to a kav, which means there are 9 sudas per kav. That's what comes out. So the Gemara is going to ask our Mishnah, who is it going according to? Who is it going according to? Money. Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. If it's Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, remember our Mishnah says you give him 2 kavim per week. How many, if you're Yechon Breika, how many sudas are in a kav? 4. So 2 kav a week is 8 sudas. You're helplessly too low over here. Money, you're Yechon Breika, Tani Avim, it was only 8 sudas. You need 14 or 15. If you're Rav Shimon, he says there's 9 sudas per kav. So Tani Sari Avim, you have 18, that's too much. So what's going on? What's the 2 kav? Who's it like? It's not Yechon Breika, it's not Rav Shimon. So I'm going to say, Yechon Breika. Really, it's Yechon Breika. I asked him, he's only 8. Rav Chista says, same am shlish tochemini. That when we said that the kikar, we said over here, we're going according to Yechon Breika, who says it's only 4 sudas per kav. But that's only if you make it yourself. But if you buy from the chemini really takes an extra third. That means really, per kikar, there's 3 sudas. And per kav, there's 6 sudas. But when he gets that much flour, he takes off some for himself for the payment of making the bread. Because it's a big job to grind it up, and therefore he takes money for that. He takes 1/3 for that. So now, really, in that kav is an extra third. So till now we said kav has 4 sudas, really has 6 sudas per kav. Now when you buy a kikar, it's ready-made, so there you're paying more money for it. But when you get the flour yourself at home, you're going to gain that third. So now what comes out? Every kav has 6 sudas because it's an extra third. So tomorrow's kash is a kati tarti sari avin. It's only 12 because every kav has 6 sudas. It's only 12, so it's still not enough. So tomorrow says, I'll tell you pshat. It's 12 sudas he's giving her. Now for the 2 sudas for Shabbos, aichelas imay leil Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah you eat with her leil Shabbos. You don't have to give it to her. You only have to give the weekday sudas. You eat with her on Friday night. So tomorrow has 2 problems then. First of all, the Shabbos, what it means, Echelas Yimei Leil Shabbos. We touch it means eating, but Hanich L'man Deyam Achila Mamash means Achila Mamash. Elo, L'man Deyam Achila Tashmish, it means he has to come home to have Tashmish once a week. It doesn't mean food. Ma'ik L'meimah. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Where's your Sudas for Shabbos? V'oid, even if you say that Echelas means Suda, you still only have 13. You're still missing one. V'oid, place Avin, it's only 13. It's 12 for the Kavim, and one you eat together. Where's the 14th or 15th? There's only 13 here. So Gemara, El Kedomer Rav Chista, Tzeme Mechitz Lechemini. Rav Chista says that there's really half of it goes to the Chemini. How can I ask you a palg of Shadi Elayo? It's really a half more. It means we said every kav is 4 sudas. It's really 8 sudas. So first Gemara is a kasha on Rav Chista. At one point Rav Chista says shlish, and he says half. What's the pshat? Kasha Rav Chista or Rav Chista? Like kasha, but ask you have a tivi, ask you have a tivi in a city where they give. Where they supply firewood for the baker. So there, he doesn't have to charge that. But if he's taking his own firewood, he charges that also. When he sells that kikar, it's really half the value because he's taking half for himself. So it turns out really a kav really produces 8 sudas. Okay, if that's the case, we still have, now we have too much. So Yachid Shitzriya Havdi. Now two kavanas, 16 sudas, too much. Samar says no. Samar says that's the cash. Kamak Rabbi Chitka Dom Avram Mesudas is chayav on Lechem Shabbos. It's going according to Chitka holds they eat 4 sudas, not 3 sudas, 4 sudas on Shabbos, and then it comes out it's good. It's 12 for the week and 4 for Shabbos, 16. Samar no. Afil Tamer Rabbanon, even according to Rabbanon, Dal Chod L'Archi Aparchi. 1 sudas for the guest. And you're mechuyim to give her food for the guests, and the travelers who come through the house. So Gemara says Hashdos L'Archi. Once saying that it means Archi Aparchi, you have to supply her with Archi Aparchi also. We had a kasha for Rav Shimon, it should be 18 sudas. Fill Tamer Rav Shimon, the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, which means not Rabbi Chitka, so there's 15 sudas for the week, there's an extra 3, Dal Plas Archi Parchi, goes for Archi Parchi. The Rabbi Chitka holds there's 4 sudas of Shabbos, so it's 12 for the week, 4 for Shabbos, 16. Dal Tarti L'Archi Parchi, 2 sudas go for the Archi and Parchi. So we're coming out that the either the same shal yechem break and 16 sudas because the baker takes half, so 16 sudas, and you have one extra for Archi Parchi according to the Rabbanon because you need 15 for Shabbos, or it's 18 and you have 3 extra for Archi Parchi. Ramayisha boy zoyis and gemara Archi Parchi. You see over here that the husband mechuyev to give a suda for the guests, mechuyev to supply the wife with food for the guest. So he says, you see from here, he has a whole tshuva. If you're allowed to use maisa money to support your kids, we learned before that support your kids, your girls and boys. You don't have to give him a zayin after 6 years old. You're not mechuyev. So the shel asked me, use maisa money for that. So he says you can't because it's not worse than archi aparchi. Just like you're mechuyev to give your wife enough food for the archi aparchi, the kids at home are not worse than archi aparchi. Zakar maisa and tshuvas in the yoredeya simen kuf mem gimel. And therefore you're mechuyev to give food for your wife for the children also, and you cannot use maisa money. One more Gemara, which you spoke about when we learned the Mishnah, Rav Yosef by Pasuk Sa'irim, Ella be'Edom, who doch, very Gemara, Ella be'Edom, who doch, Ella be'Sa'irim, Kulam le'Achli, only Edom, they ate Sa'irim, nowhere else, only in Rome. Hachakam, Aloy Pasuk Sa'irim, Kefalim, Bechitim, we only say Sa'irim is double Bechitim, Ella Rav Shimon, Shay Samach le'Adam, he was close to Adam. Because the Roman Sairim are terrible and they're very coarse, and therefore you need double. Mashenkin, regular Sairim, they don't give a share. It's a call for Eini Amayri, how much you have to give in order to supply them for 2 weeks, for a whole week's value of 2 sudas a day of bread.